Christoph.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codas, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codas. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jolene. Thank you so much, as always, good. For being here with us. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. How are you, Pioneer Paula?
Hey, Paula.
I'm hot. It's always hot.
Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Yes, I can count. Well, I was just counting. I've only got two birthdays today, but I've got 40 birthdays for tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
You are kidding me.
I kid you not. 40 damn birthdays for tomorrow.
Well, you know, I don't, because it's 420.
Right,
yeah.
And you know
a lot of
not
probably
legit.
Not the real birthday.
That's what I was getting ready to say, Paul. I don't believe they are.
Let's see. I don't know if Erin's down on there, but Erin always had her birthday as 420, which is not Erin's birthday. Matter of fact, they took her birthday, I guess, completely off of Facebook. But she always liked to say that her birthday was on 420, and our good buddy Raymond Buddy Plant's saying his birthday's on 420 also. But, yeah, 40 birthdays. I mean, it's like, man,
yeah. That
was a lot of birthdays to write down. It's like, man, I said, hell, it took over half the page.
Wow, yeah, I bet.
I was like, man, I'm never going to be able to, you know, it's like a lot of damn
real fast.
Yeah,
fast.
Real fast.
They
really
will
just
post
started.
The list on the page since it's too many to name.
Yeah, it's a lot. We're going to get started and do our birthdays.
All right. Here we go. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
All right, I've got Martin Marzalek, I think is how he says his last name, and Matthew Hobson. And that is my Facebook friend's birthday and all I have today, thank God, after tomorrow. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any today?
No, I don't have any.
And Pioneer Paula?
I don't think so. I haven't actually looked. I've been outside mowing.
Well, I've had MJ mowing buck too, Paula. MJ's been out there buck mowing too. He's like, Mom, you catch all these pictures when nobody knows. But, you know, and then he's like, well, that's some pretty good pictures. Well, yeah, I always think a picture that you take when somebody isn't expecting it is always a great picture. You know, a lot of times you have such great pictures from pictures when people ain't posing for them.
Yeah.
I agree. Those are the best.
Yeah, I like those the best too, Jolene. And to me, if I'm trying to pose for a picture, I can't pose for shit. It'll mess up every damn time. I mean, I have even tried to do selfies of me and the love of my life, and I can't even do selfies. They just suck. You know, it's like, man, I mean, you know. I see all these pictures with their couple, you know, with their love and their other half, and I'm like, damn, man, I want a bunch of pictures for me and my love, but, man, they just suck.
Well, maybe you're the only one that thinks that. Maybe they really don't. You're the only one that doesn't like them.
Well, that's like when my grandson here about a month ago was taking pictures of me, and I actually posted some of them up on Facebook. That was the first thing I said. I was like, oh, my God, them is horrible pictures of Mimi. And my oldest grandson says, they are beautiful, Mimi. I said, well, if you think they're beautiful, that's all that matters to me. I can care less. I mean, you know.
That's sweet.
Famous birthdays, 48-year-old Ashley Judd. Ashley Judd is 48 years old today. The day in history, on this day in 1897, the first Boston Marathon was held. I was like, man, that's a long time. From back in 1897, they held the first Boston Marathon. I mean, man, that's been going on for a long time.
1897, you said?
1897 was the first Boston Marathon that was held. Yeah. It's like,
wow,
I mean, that's way back there.
That is surprising. It sure
is.
Sam, you think they've done it with horses and chariots or something?
No idea. But, you know.
Well, they ran it. They're runners. It's running.
Oh, yeah, I know, Paula. I was just goofing off.
Okay.
I was just going back, you know, going back that far. The first thing I thought of was chariots and horses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, 1847, man, that's a long damn time ago. I mean, you know, it's like,
well,
man.
Maybe dinosaur era. I don't know.
It's actually it's actually 119 years ago. You know, I mean, it's like, wow. Yeah, so they've been running for 119 years.
That's awesome.
Man. Yeah, it is. I mean, great. I mean, to see something going on for that long of a time, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the state, before we go to a question of the day, the state has its first solar plant that was unveiled today in Mercer County. I mean, it's just a huge-ass place, and they were talking about how many watts it would give to a home and how many homes would get this electric. And I said, you know, as I was watching this news report, which I'm seeing it again, you know what I think they'll end up doing with that? They'll end up charging you if you go over, like you're allowed so much for so much a month. But if you go over, it's like the phone data. If you go over, you have to pay a big, big fee.
For the heat from the sun?
Yeah, from the heat from the sun. Something that it's not fucking stupid.
Oh,
it's fucking stupid.
Well, you know there's going to be greenback involved somehow or another for somebody.
I can't even believe fucking Kentucky has fucking jumped on the bandwagon about that with all the more important things that we need here in our damn state. And a bunch of damn ass wipes got involved in that. And they're tied in with KU Electric, folks. KU Electric. Everybody's familiar with KU. Oh, yeah.
There,
they're tied in with those
go.
Folks. Question of the day. Is it legal to use and possess cannabis in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, for recreational use? Pioneer Paula, do you know?
No, I don't think it is legal.
Miss Jolene?
I don't know. I thought it was, but it may not be. I don't know. I thought it was. I thought they had places where you could go smoke and shit like a bar.
Well, I was really surprised. I was like you, Jolene. I sort of thought that in Amsterdam and in the Netherlands that it was legal, and Pioneer Paula is correct. No, cannabis is not legal. It's not legal in any part of the country there. It is merely tolerated.
That's how it was those other countries. When I went to, like, Jamaica and the Bahamas, it's not legal there, but, you know, hell, they bring it right to you. It's no big deal.
Right.
You don't get arrested for it or anything. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a plant. They don't care.
Right. It's decriminalized for small amounts by the authorities, public use, possession, and other. Marijuana offenses are still punishable in the Netherlands under some conditions, and recent legislation has sought to restrict and shut down the world-famous Dutch coffee shops. So I guess the Dutch coffee shops is a place where, like you was talking about, where you can go in and smoke, Jolene. But, yeah, I mean, they're wanting to shut them down. You know, I had seen earlier today, like up in Michigan, they were raiding the cops were raiding the dispensaries up in Michigan, and the reason they were raiding them is because, from what I had read from the people in Michigan, now they said that they were all in a big fight up there over the money, the sales of the that they get from cannabis. The feds and the state are fighting over the money. So, okay, if they can't come to an agreement, let's just go out and bust everybody. You know.
Yeah, isn't that a bunch of bullshit?
Absolutely stupid. Pennsylvania just went full just passed and went for full medical, didn't they? Ain't that what? Did y'all see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think I did. I think I.
It's another state.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's another state that went. With medical, it's like, man, how far? Ain't that great? That's just great. Great to see that.
You'll be the first state.
You know, Paula, I'm beginning to feel that way. I mean, you know, at one time I thought that we were really on top of the battle of fighting this and things, and that we would for sure be one of the top states to do it. But you know, no.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, it's
awesome. I think everybody thought that.
You know, I think about it all the time. It's like, it's just like, you know, no. I mean, you know, they're just dragging their feet. You know, it's a shame. I got a shout out for John Kalawinski of Barron Erie, Pennsylvania. Shout out to Michael Van Dyke, Mike Davis. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula Willett, and Miss Jolene. Thank you. And we've got Jared Allway up there in Seattle, Washington, with Marijuana is Safer Than Alcohol. Thank you so much, Jared, and the love of my life.
You're breaking up.
Arlene, I'm breaking up?
Yeah.
And sounds good to me. I think it's your end, Paula. She sounds good to me.
Okay, cool.
How is it now? Did you move? Did you move?
Me or Paula?
Paula, I thought maybe if she moved or something, she lost the signal for a second or something.
No, I ain't moved. I'm waiting for 420.
Arlene Johnson says, if you are permanently disabled, you are entitled to a property tax exemption. Check with your county assessor. Your doctor has to fill out a form noting that you are permanently disabled, and the form can be found on the county's webpage. Like, she's had property tax for the last 2 years, and it's been saving them $650 a year, and which that is correct. You know, if you are disabled and you or have a disability and you own property, you can get a deduction on your property tax, believe it or not. Man. What's going on in Kentucky? Well, you've got the governor, the new governor. I guess he's saying that he's found a bunch of corruption from Beshear. He is launching a probe, thanks to Pioneer Paula, she gave us this, launching a probe of questionable activities in the Beshear administration. Wow, and sent me right off the page when I went to it. Ain't that crazy? He says he's uncovered evidence that the Beshear administration failed to meet high standards that the law of the people of Kentucky demand from state government officials, and he's ordered a financial and administration secretary, William Landrum, to hire investigators to conduct a wide range of inquiring of the actions taken by Bashir. He also said the FBI might be looking into some of the matters. The FBI spokesperson of Louisville has no comment on Bevin's statement. You know, it's like, oops, you know, maybe you shouldn't have said that, Bevins, that the FBI might be looking into it, because, you know, the FBI isn't going to confirm that, or if they are, they're going to be the first one to announce it to everybody. You know, the FBI don't like to tell you shit until they bust through the front door. You know, that's the way the FBI works. You know, they do not tell you shit till they come through the front door. And I think my comment was on that is maybe he might need to check his right-hand man down there with you, Bevins. He's got blood all over his hands. What about that? You're working with cold-blooded people that helps to murder people and cover that up. So, you know, I get so sick of seeing all this. You know, I think me and Paul had talked about this the other day. You know, everybody that's a Democrat blames a Republican. Everybody that's a Republican blames the Democrats. Well, they're both at fault. They're both at fault. I can't tell you anything good that either party is doing for the people, except they're getting richer. And we're getting taxed more and struggling more to make it week to week. You know, I don't see anything good coming from these politicians. It's like, man, drives me crazy. I'll be so glad to see the election over with. And, you know, it's mostly because, you know, even locally here in the local campaigns and things, with the local offices, you know, you see the same thing with those folks, you know. It's always the other person's fault. Well, you know, maybe the best way to get elected would be to start talking about what's most important for the people. What do we need? What do we want? We the people. We want to see something different. We don't want to hear the same old bullshit over and over again. You know, it's like, man, what are you going to do for the people, you know? But, you know, I don't want to just hear what you're going to do. I want to see what you're going to do because, you know, they can all promise you that they're going to do something. But, boy, when they get in there, they fail us. They fail us. They really fail us. And they leave us, as Gatewood said, they leave the business of the people laying dead in the dust. Absolutely heartbreaking. Look at your face. It looks like you're in trouble. No, that's not true. It's funny. I had posted a picture, as a matter of fact, earlier, and I thought it was a great picture. I don't know what them little cartoon people's names are, but I guess I went to the wrong place to find it. I had posted, I don't even see it. Oh, well, I guess it was up in the radio maybe where I posted it at. It's like, oops, where's the picture at? It's a picture of, I can't think of what these little cartoon people's name are, but maybe Bob Burgers or Bob Burgers or something. Anybody know about Bob Burgers? Bob Burgers. Hank's helping me out. See, Hank knows. It says, and it's got a doctor there with the guys, you know, in the bed, and it says, I'd like to recommend marijuana. But the government is still retarded in this state. I was like, hell, man, what a perfect thing to fit our legislators and our government, because, you know, we still see people all across the, you know, state of Kentucky. I mean, the United States here, where they're getting their medicine, you know, and I seen another little child had died, you know, another little child in an illegal state. Had a seizure, and it died, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, how many people's got to die? How many people's got to suffer? Evidently a lot more, because, you know, I think until it hits home with some of these legislators and things that, you know, it's going to be hard to get them on board. Now, you know, I was talking to Misty Smith down there in Hazard earlier today, and we were talking about, she was talking about how, you know, everybody's talking about it and everybody's so accepting of it. But, you know, the problem is, yeah, the public and the people that you talk to, they're all for it, and they don't see, you know, see why we don't have it. But yet the government and our legislators are the ones that's keeping it from us. Are you ready, Paula, for that time?
I am. I found me a roach. I'm ready.
All right, Paula. It's 5 o'clock.
Size roach, man. It's almost a joint, so that's good.
It's 4:20 here, and we'll be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Miss Jolene's going to take us away.
Woohoo! Puff, puff, puff.
I'm a puffin.
Well, who's twirling?
I'm still puffin.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. Toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress or learn to let it all go. Lots of state of mind, and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw! What a badass little song. Great song right there, ladies. Love that. The weather is 82 and absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful, Miss Jolene.
Here it is 50 and cloudy.
Yeah,
and what do you got, Paula?
I got 80-something. I don't know. It's in the 80s and sunshiny and freaking hot.
I'm going to say it's probably 85, Paula, because you're always warmer than we are here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's like, man. I don't know of anything. I mean, that one time I thought Purple Haze was going to be doing something at 4:20 tomorrow, and I mean, he has been inboxing me, but I'm not going to be the only one to go up there and show up and things on it. So, you know, I don't know of anything that's going on in the state of Kentucky tomorrow to celebrate 4:20.
Huh. Well.
You know,
with my computers.
It's a Wednesday, you know. I mean, it's like, man, it fell on a Wednesday, and it makes it kind of hard for folks to do anything on that day. I know the next day, the 21st, is Earth Day, ain't
my
it?
Baby.
Where you're supposed to be out there playing, huh?
My baby's birthday.
Oh, is it, Jolene?
Yeah, I was in labor on 4:20.
Oh, my God, you was in labor on 4:20, Jolene.
Yeah, I was.
Oh,
sure
wow.
Was.
What about that? That is something. You know, it's like, well, yeah, I'm not seeing anything that's really happening. And, I mean, I know Turpin Hill's coming up, I think, this weekend. Oh, well, they are having a 420 fundraiser. Kentucky Cannabis Coalition is asking tomorrow at 420. They're asking for $4.20. That's tomorrow for them folks. There's some stuff out of state. I mean, I do know that out there in Colorado, Miss Stacy's involved with the 4th Avenue Spring Cannabis Come Out. The only thing that I've really seen happening tomorrow, and it was kind of weird because it doesn't start until 7:30 to 9 tomorrow night at the Woodland Park. That's 601 East High Street in Lexington, Kentucky. They're having the community drum circle. Now, I love that. I love that drum stuff, you know, with them people. I mean, to me, I mean, it's just, I mean, I think it's great. And, I mean, seems to be a lot of people that's going to be there going to that. Right before that, it won't start. The drum circle won't start until 7:30 after the laughter yoga is over with. So I guess they're doing yoga first. Some kind, I don't know what time the yoga thing is because I haven't got the information. But from 7:30 to 9 at Woodland Park, community drum circle. How cool is that?
I like the drum circles.
I do too, Paula. You know, did anybody see, which, of course, man, I mean, I'm really surprised about this, but did anybody see, and I can't confirm if it is true or not yet, but I guess they're saying that next month in May, we always have, let me see if I can find it. She might have took it down because it might not have been true. She's like me. We post stuff sometimes, and I'm not seeing it. So I don't know. I'd have to ask her. But, boy, she was pretty upset. But I guess it wasn't true because she's took it down now. But I'd seen a rumor. You know, well, it was a rumor saying that, like, next month there's always a National Prayer Day in May. And they were saying that Obama was doing away with the National Prayer Day and things. And evidently it wasn't true because she has deleted it. And there's a rumor going around that Dr. Pepper is going out of business. And they're saying that you know, they're going to go out of business in, like, June or July of this year. That is incorrect also because I did do the research on that and told some people that were sharing that is incorrect. Dr. Pepper is not going out of business. You know.
I never liked Dr. Pepper.
Me either.
Well, I've actually got a 12-pack in my refrigerator, and I tell you what I like it with. I like to put the peanuts down in it. You know,
I never did like it. Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb.
I think that would ruin. I didn't like Mr. Pibb either. I think they both sucked.
I know.
Yeah, I like Dr. Pepper every now and then. I don't know why, but I guess it's because it's something my daddy always liked. You know, my daddy always liked Dr. Pepper and things. Man, I'm getting a lot of fake friends requests. And I'm just adding them straight to the block list. And, you know, one of the best ways to find out if somebody is really real is when they send you a friend's request and they have absolutely no followers. You know, everybody's got so many followers, even if it's one or two. But when you see them and they have no followers, and here's another thing. If you go down their timeline, and you'll see people that's talked to them, and yet they won't even respond to them. Oh, my. Quit texting me while I'm on the radio. I don't want to call your name out, but stop texting me. You know I'm on the radio. And if you want to piss me off, keep on texting me, and you'll never see me again. How's that sound? And, you know, I love you folks out there, but it's like, man, I, you know, it's like, damn, disrespectful as hell.
Right.
My
children have learned.
Well, you know, this is about, well, I won't even get into it because it's, you know, to me it's just unimportant. It's unimportant. You know, it's like shit.
I want to give a shout out to Mark Stephen Gamble's grandson, Colton Gamble, because he is 3 years old today.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Colton Gamble.
I like that name, too, Colton.
Yeah.
That's pretty. I like that.
I do, too. Oh, yeah, I see that. A big happy birthday to your grandson, Colton Gamble. I love that. Love that.
Yep.
You know, it's like, man, what a cool, cool name. but I was fixing to say on the fake people, if you'll go down their timeline, and I mean, I do this often. I'll check you out a little bit. And if you go down through there and you see all these people talking to them, but they never respond back to them. They never respond back. So why? So to me, if you're not responding back to people that you're adding as friends, what makes you think these people should be your friends? No response?
Right, yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, I did not see any of these problems on Facebook until Facebook started allowing the bots and the advertisements. And that's where the bots are coming from, is from all of this advertisement. You know, as you know, I'm sure both of you all have noticed, and everybody has out there, to where you go down your news feed and it says a suggested post. It's suggesting
right.
that you might be interested in it. You know, and I mean, you know,
or trending,
or what, Paul? Oh,
trending.
Yeah, or the trending thing. Oh, the trending one kills me. It kills me. That one kills me, Paula. You know, and it's like, damn. I'm going to ask real nicely, real, real nicely, and I've still got a lot more groups to take myself out of. Please stop adding me in these groups. If you've got a like page, send me an invite, and I will like your page. Stop adding me in all these groups. If I've got 10 people that has 50 groups, and each one of them are inviting me to that, can you imagine the other 3,500 people that's got groups? I mean,
yeah.
It's insane.
Well,
it's like,
you know, when they do that to me, I ask them politely, you know, don't be adding me to the group and shit, you know, and they do anyway, I block them. I'm not going to keep saying I just do away with it.
Well, Paula's had the same problem happen to her numerous times, and she even had one group that they had named after her, saying that Paula had diabetes.
Yeah, Pioneer
really?
Paula, diabetes. I didn't even fucking have it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right. And then he had one dude that did a group and decided to use my profile of me in the hemp fields as his cover photo of his group without even fucking having me.
Oh, my God.
Michael
Can you do about shit like that, though? Can you do anything about that?
Well, I shamed him, and he did take it down, but, I mean, really? You know? And, like, the one that named the page after me, she don't even know me, so how would she know that I had diabetes if I had diabetes?
Well, why would
she
even say that you had diabetes? Was they trying to get donations for you or something? What
we have no idea.
It was a group named Pioneer Paula Diabetes some shit for people who had diabetes.
Well, I'll be doing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And, you know, people say we're crazy here in Kentucky, and this is coming from people out of state.
Really?
You never know what somebody can do with your photos and shit from Facebook. You don't.
Know what. I mean, he stole it from me, and I didn't even know he stole it.
Right.
Well, I can
just
tell you
all the stuff you still might not know.
I know.
Well, that's
what I was
fixing to say, ladies. I just read a big article like a couple of days ago. I do a lot of reading anymore. And I was reading a big article where they were talking about that very thing, that to where your pictures, your own pictures, are not safe in Facebook, because there is people out there stealing people's pictures and they're claiming them as their own, which it happens all the time. It does. You know, I mean, I steal pictures, well, I call them memes because they have usually got words or something on them. I do steal them from other people because, I mean, it's open to the public. It's out there for so it's easy to steal them. And they're stealing people's photos. And this one lady where I was reading this about this thing where she was livid because they had been stealing her pictures, putting them in frames, displaying them in places, and selling and making money, and then even drawn pictures of, I mean, painted portraits of some of her photos. And
oh, wow.
This person was making a lot of money off of this lady's pictures and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, yes. And you know, I was like, wow. You know, I mean, and the world is so open now with the internet to where, here's an example. The pictures, like anything that we all share, I mean, I've got my grandchildren up on there and the love
yeah.
of my life and my children. And you know, somebody plumb in, let's just say Australia. Somebody in Australia could steal our pictures right now and be selling them in Australia. How the hell are we going to know?
Mm-hmm.
Same
you
thing
would.
If it was in Canada. You're not going to know?
Yeah.
Right.
Hell, it
and
could
it's
be the
what,
next state over. It don't have to be another country. It could be next state or, hell, next county or anything.
Absolutely.
Be
because the group that got named after Paula was just another state over.
That's what I'm saying. It could
you
be
know.
Anybody, anywhere.
She was on the radio, too, just saying. And it has like two or three groups for each state. Really?
And, you know, I've heard of people saying, too, that people would take their pictures and use them on dating sites.
Yes, I've heard that, too, Jolene.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that,
yeah.
too. I have
uh-huh.
heard that, too, yes. And put your picture up there. I mean, put somebody else's picture up there on a dating site and acting like that's what you look like or something.
Yeah.
And that's
uh-huh.
also happening on Facebook. People are doing that right on Facebook. I mean, I have it happen to me all the time to where I'll get a friend's request from somebody that I know for a fact I'm going to be friends with because I've known them for 20 or 30 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
And there's somebody, and they're older like people, and that's the ones that really get you busted. And they're older like people. And the first thing that I do when I see a new friend's request, and they've got the same picture and everything that the people have, cover photo and everything is all identical.
Yes.
I go,
yes.
And I go straight to that person, and I post on their timeline, hey, did you make a new account? Because sometimes that does happen. Some people's
right.
stuff gets hacked, and they have to start
mm-hmm.
over. They won't
right.
fight it to get their account back. I'm not going to fight. I'm going to fight it. You're going to give me my original account, or, I mean, you're going to go to war. Because, I mean, out of all the people I've got up on there, I can promise you at least 2,000 of them are fake names, you know.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they're not.
Yeah.
And you know, and I get furious over that because they took the name Baby Codust away from me as a middle name. A middle name. See, I used to have it as a first name, and that didn't make them happy. I had to change it to a middle name. Well, I got reported, and evidently some hater out there just reported the hell out of me. And yeah, they finally eventually took it from me. And now I can't even change my last name. And I've already made a big rant to Facebook about this. Okay, I want to get married. I want to change my last
right.
name to the love of my life's last name. I can't even fucking change it to his last name because you're restricting me saying that I can't change my last name. And I've already wrote a big message to him. Who in the fuck do y'all think you all are? You know, I'm not going to make a new account.
They can't do that. You know, I mean, you know. You might have to show them proof of your marriage or something, but even that's stupid, too. What's the big deal what name you use? Look like it'd be okay if you used a different name. That way, you know, not everybody'd know who the fuck you was unless they was your friend or family and knew you. You know what I'm saying?
And you know
right.
some of them still got fake names. You know they're fake. You know they're not really
yeah.
fake.
Oh,
I can post
dozens and dozens.
A million.
Yes.
Yes, I could go to blabbing off a million fake names to you folks. I mean, to the folks out there, and everybody's going to know, sir. I mean, I know these people personally, And they're all, yeah, and I mean, you know, and that's their right. I mean, you know, it's none of my business. I mean, that's fine, but, I mean, I'm highly, I guess I'm going to be saying I'm highly fucking offended by it that, you know, I am not entitled to use what names I want to.
Exactly.
And, I, and you know, and I have to go by Facebook thinks that they know everything. I told them there a while ago. I said, you all are fucking dumb fucks. I did. I said, well, watch out. They're going to block you. I'll get knocked off my account. I did. I told them
they're
a bunch
of
dumb
fucks. Have a right, you have a right to be pissed off, though. You have every right to be pissed off. Hell yeah, I would.
You know, I mean, when I tell you, well, here's an example. Like, I've had, I get a lot of people that likes to spam our stuff, and I instantly catch it and block them and things. And I've had several people starting to spam some of my stuff. And when I say spamming my stuff, we don't want to fucking follow no link to get along. Everybody knows that that's a bunch of shit, you know. So I report this fucker to these fuckers to Facebook. Facebook wants to come back and try to convince me, oh, they're legitimate people. No, they're not. I've cussed them all to hell today. No, they're not legitimate people when they're trying to scam people for fucking money. And you dumb fucks think y'all are so smart. And that's what I told them earlier. Y'all think y'all so fucking smart. But yet here I can't even change my name, my last name legally. And I'm using my legitimate fucking name, you know. And you got dumb fucks spamming. And I told them, you know, I told them, I said, you're all a bunch of dumb fucks. I sure did. I told them that a while ago. And just instantly after I'd sent them that big long fucking message to them, I was like, oh, shit, they'll shut me down calling them dumb fucks. But I don't really care. They shut me down. Fuck them. I've got two or three other pages. I'm coming right back, and I'm going to race three sides of hell and hashtag the hell out of them, you know. But, yeah, I mean, you know, nobody wants to see that. And you know, and I don't want to be responsible for anybody clicking on a link and really thinking that something's legit. You know, like I'm going to give you $100,000 and all you got to do is fill out this application for $100. You know, I don't want to put that shit out there. And I don't want people up in the pages spamming that shit and posting it to it, you know, because, I mean, man, I get a notification instantly. I'm coming up on there and I'm deleting it and blocking it, you know. And I'm going to report you before I block you. You know, that's what you're supposed to be paying Facebook money for. You want to sell stuff? Let Facebook stand behind it. Let them be the one to promote it. I'm not promoting it in any group nor like pages. You know, I'm just not doing it. It's junk.
I got in the mail today 162-plus page booklet. Medicare and Me 2016.
How many pages, Paul?
162 plus, because some of them you got like 5A, 5B, 5C.
And what is, do you know what the difference is in them? Do you know what
Medicare
difference there is in between the A, B, and C?
No, I haven't looked at any of it. I just got it in the mail today. But I know that I got to pay for Part B Medicare, which is like almost $123. Plus now they're trying to sell me insurance to cover what Medicare Part B don't cover, and that's $79 a month. So that's already got my income to less than $400 a month when I turn 65.
Wow, Paula.
Dang.
Wow. Really?
That is so wrong.
And all of a sudden, I'm not disabled anymore because I live shelter free. What the fuck is living shelter free got to do? I'm more disabled now than I was in 2009 because I will, because it's you know, these diseases are not going to go away. They're just going to get worse. So I'm trying to figure out who to contact to get some help.
So all because your children own your home and you live there, then that automatically qualifies you as not being disabled. Is that correct?
That's what Social Security told me 2.5 years ago. Yeah, they put me on early Social Security retirement, and then they told me when I turned 65 that I would get my regular Social Security and get, you know, more money. Well, then when I talked to them, I'm not. I'm still just going to get $601 plus all this other bullshit's got to come out of it. Well,
I'm more
disabled now than I was then.
Well, to be disabled, I do know in the state of Kentucky, to be disabled, and this has been going on, I know, at least 7 or 8 years now, if you've got an automobile in your name, you can't have an automobile in your name because they feel like you can fucking drive. If you can drive, you're not disabled.
And I mean, my name under disability.
Right now, though, now you don't. Do you?
I did then.
Right. Yeah. They're really starting to enforce a lot of this dumb shit. But like if you've got an automobile or property, yeah, you're not according to the government, you're not disabled if you have property in your name or an automobile. And this has been going on because I know this other lady.
What does that have to do with being disabled?
I don't know, darling.
I didn't qualify because I was living shelter free. So that's a contradiction right there.
Right.
Well, sometimes you have your vehicles in your home before you get, disabled.
Well, they want you to sell them is what they want you to do, Jolene.
They're looking at it as income. Like you've got a lot
right,
of money.
If you've got
a house,
right.
You've got a car.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that stupid?
Yes, because
they want
lady
you to have absolutely nothing. They want you to have absolutely nothing and depend on them.
Her home was paid for. Wow. Her automobile was paid for. And that's what they told her, you know, because she was struggling, like, just to pay the taxes, you know, and things. And you know, they told her, well, you need to sell your home and sell your automobile to continue to be on disability. And this
mm-hmm.
I want
to
say this about 7 or 8 years ago. And go to assisted
Isn't that
living,
awful?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Which the assisted living is like it's government housing.
Exactly. You can't do this, you can't do that. You know, I can go outside my front door and piss if I want to. I can have as many or as animals as I want to. I can have flowers and, you know,
right.
I would die in assisted living.
Wow.
Well, that's
I'd rather
be
cold here in the winter than warm over there, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's probably, they want to keep you over there and keep you medicated, doped up.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and they don't like the fact that I won't take all this bullshit. You're 65 and you don't even take I take very little pills. And,
I had a friend of mine.
They can't understand that either.
I had a friend of mine tell me earlier, she says, well, I've started telling people when they tell me that they're against me smoking a joint, she says, I say this to them, do you take pills? And she said 99% of them take Valium. And she said, they say, oh, well, I take Valiums, you know, for my pain. And she says, I tell them, I'm against your fucking Valium. So how's that feel to you?
Right, because Valium can make you really stupid.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm way more against those than marijuana.
And Prozac and Klonopins and Xanaxes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was saying, you know, here I am, you know, all I'm doing is smoking a joint, and they just, you know, I'm just so ridiculed and hated for it. But yet, I'm not supposed to be offended that they can take their Valium, you know. She said, you know, she said, you know, it's just not right.
And they justify it by saying, well, it's prescribed. It's still a
fucking
drug.
Yes, Jolene.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I know.
Well, mine's prescribed by God. My cannabis is prescribed by God himself, and I've got a little medicine bottle that's green that I top that. Prescribed, Paula Willett, prescribed by God. I don't know if I can find it again, but that's what I would keep my weed in. You know, like if I was going somewhere, I kept it in that. But I don't know what happened to it. I can't find that because I really like that. And my daughter, Christina, met me at the bottom of the driveway when I got there with all the outlaws and in-laws and exes and yada, yada, yada. Mom, don't be political. Don't talk about marijuana. Yada 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 yada. Like, hey man, I wore straight hippie clothes, but I didn't wear my pot. I wanted to wear my pot shirt, but I didn't. And I didn't say anything political until somebody started something. And it's like, yeah, well, Mitch McConnell's an alien. Gatewood always said he was an alien, and everybody loved that, you know. But and I'm having a grandson.
Oh, congratulations, Paula. Congratulations. Number two. Grandson number two.
Yeah. 20 years apart.
Aww. Well, that's what I was fixing to say. That, yeah, about 20 years apart, ain't they, your grandsons
yeah.
are.
Okay,
yeah.
What's the name? Yeah, what's the name?
James something. I forgot. James is the first name, but he'll be probably called the middle name, which is Neil's middle name, but I don't remember what it is. I know it's an odd name. It's a pretty name, but it's an odd name, and I don't even remember it. It's going to be my pumpkin. I'm going to call him Pumpkin, so it don't matter to me anyways.
Oh,
I had to go down the hill to smoke a cigarette, but I went in their little wooded area and found me a couple of wildflowers.
When is the grandbaby due?
Go back and dig up. Huh?
When is the grandbaby due?
First of October, the last of September.
Oh, okay. She's got to go through the hot summer.
Yeah, I did too with her. Well, yeah, I was real pregnant. She was born on August 11th, and that was the year of Fancy Farm that I waddled my fat ass up to the podium, because that was before 9/11. And to talk to Whitfield and them, and I had them petitions about Gobbler's Knob, the state park in Gobbler's Knob. You can't be up here. Well, you going to knock me down? I'm 9 months pregnant. So I got to do what I wanted to do. You can't do that too much now because there's so much security.
Saturday from 11 to 1, Cherish the Blue at downtown Richmond Farmers Market. Is the downtown Richmond Farmers Market. They are asking people to come out and listen to some upbeat tunes and shop local products, eat some lunch, enjoy the weather, and hang with us at cherishtheblue.com. I don't know who that is. And that's Saturday. There is also, that's something in Los Angeles. We love people out there in Los Angeles, California. May the 7th, they're having a UCLA Powwow 2016. It's an American Indian Student Association out there. Bunch of Indian things. Powwow looks like it. How cool is that? How cool. What else? Do we know of anything else?
The neighbor, the dick neighbor that threatened to shoot the dogs, his name is Benji. You remember the dog named Benji?
Yes.
How ironic.
Does it look like Benji?
A really nice dog.
Does it look like Benji? Does it look like Benji?
Oh, he don't. No, he's a redneck fucking dick. Frick asshole.
What? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Man, hard to tail anymore. People are just weird. No doubt about it. Man.
They're wanting me to call a county attorney and tell him what was said because it could be considered terroristic threatening.
Live at the Draft Shack Thursday. This is Thursday live at the Draft Shack. I don't know where that's at. Pooh Bah, which is, anybody don't know who Pooh Bah is? Pooh Bah is Don Miller. That's what his stage name is. $2.50 for a tall boy and 9 new drafts. He's going to be live at the Draft Shack. I think he's down in Florida right now, ain't he? Because he's usually in Tennessee, but he also goes to Florida and stays some. It might be down there in Tennessee. He lives in Doylestown, Tennessee, which is close into your area, Paul, because it's right outside of Nashville there.
Well, that's closer to Mark because I'm 2 hours from Nashville.
Oh, well. I know that's where the Bee Daddies is from over there in that part of the state. Tennessee also, the Bee Daddies are. They're over there.
That's closer to Mark.
Prayers and good vibes to the folks out there in Texas, man. They just really got hammered out there with the water.
Yeah,
I mean, man.
A lot of flooding. Yeah, I saw that.
A lot of flooding. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, I just, you know, it's like, I mean, they had to completely just evacuate some places. I mean, water was just everywhere.
And it didn't slowly come up. It was just there quickly.
Right. Well, some of my friends that I had talked to out there said the hail was what scared them so bad. You know, the hail was just unreal. And, I mean, I've been seeing some pictures. I mean, big hail balls, you know, that, I mean, man, they're probably the size of them little small kid balls that you see, little plastic balls. I mean, big hail balls. It's like, man, crazy. Never know. We got 3 minutes left in the show. 3 minutes left in the show. I did say Turpin Hill was this weekend, didn't I? It starts Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday through Sunday. It's the Cabin Fever Reliever. It starts Friday, so that's for all the folks that are headed
there.
Paul says she can't never go back there.
Nope, I'll never go back to that evilest place ever.
Well, I think I've been there one time since Gatewood passed, and I haven't been back there either, but one time since he passed and things.
And they said that Gatewood like dirt that night, too, on account of that bitch in black. Oh.
I know, Paul.
They can stick that bitch in black right up their asses.
That bitch is in our state, Paula, and fixing to do something I had read the other day.
She needs to fall in an auger hole.
Yep. She's actually saying she's in Leslie County, which is a bad place to be. You know, here's my thing. If you fuck over people and you're in Leslie County or you're in Harlan County or you're in Letcher County over there or Hazard in certain parts, you fuck over people and hell, you won't ever be seen again. You come up missing.
Yeah. They throw them over Kentucky Dam so the fish can eat them down here.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's not a good thing to fuck over people, that's for sure. We're down to 2 minutes. I want to thank the love of my life once again for listening in. Thank you, Pioneer Paula. Thank you, Miss Jolene. The Blackie White Medicine
uh-huh.
Show is coming up. I don't think he's in drunk college. I actually done his show myself yesterday, and I was a little late getting up on there, but I did do his show, and he will be coming up next, so it'll be interesting to hear what he's got to say. But everybody have a good evening. God bless you ladies and love everybody out there. And we'll be back tomorrow with another show. And Miss Jolene's going to take us away.
Bye, everybody. Have a good
just
evening.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.